also do have a sense of service. You know, it's just really strong to me is that, I mean, it's the way I feel about journal editing is that you, and I edited, you know, journals for 20 plus years is that you, it's going to be hard to have a lot of credibility if you want to complain about the system unless you step up and serve. And I did two tours of duty at NIH grants, which most people do one and say, I'm out. It's the most exhausting thing I will ever do. And this is before they did triage. Yeah. So you were there for 3.5 days reviewing every grant for 30 to 45 minutes. It was intensive. It just has always felt like the right thing to do. I do a lot of university service, just a lot. Like right now I'm on two university committees that are both pretty time intensive. One is called, believe it or not, Committee on Committees. I've always kind of believed in service. My mother, who I haven't spoken very much about, was just one of the most generous and kind and thoughtful human beings in the world. And any level of my magnanimity or my generosity comes from her. I mean, she just was someone who just made you feel so valuable in her presence. Thoughtful, kind woman. And there's a part of me, you know, I balance this cantankerous, perfectionist, hard worker dad. I have a lot of those traits with this just very generous, kind, you know, after her death, people told me stories that I just was like, wow, you know, her baking a turkey and driving across town for someone, her, you know, I mean, you know your mother, but you don't really know those things. And to this day, I mean, we had a reunion with my cousins a few years ago, and they, everyone to a T, that's how they remember. I remember my dad being a character and my mother being this just, you know, just exactly the true meaning of it. And so I think I try to, you know, blend those two things. But I do think service is, you know, I did service when I was at Oregon. Even as an assistant professor, I served on search committees. And once I was tenured, I chaired the university's tenure and promotion committee, you know. And but that was accessible there because, you know, it's a very egalitarian university and very egalitarian department, and particularly since they hadn't hired in so long, if they didn't put their assistant professors to work, everybody else was going to be exhausted because, you know, they just didn't have a lot of the new blood coming in. And